Okay, we're up to that Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, okay, now you're bringing money with you, Machzis HaShekel. Hamechanes Mois. You don't have the Machzis HaShekel, so you're collecting, you're putting this little pushk over here, you're collecting every day a few prutas, until eventually the aggregate equals to a Machzis HaShekel. But Omar, and he says, Hare Elu Lishkoli, and he said that this money that I'm collecting should be set aside for my shekel. And then when by the time you finished, you looked inside the cup and you saw you had more than a machzor shekel. What happens to the excess money? Any money you put into that cup is holy, so they're sacrosanct, so therefore the balance of the money has to be used for kabbonas oiler, that it keeps the mizbech occupied, kets the mizbech. And Beisilayim, no. That moisin, any leftovers, any excess is chulin. The Gemara will explain, and the next Mishnah actually will explain, a little bit later we'll explain what's going on here. But if he said, I will bring from this money my shekel. So it sounds like what you're saying is that not all of this money is going to be a shekel, only some of this money is going to be a shekel. Then, Shavin, everyone agrees, you didn't intend that all the money in this cup should be set aside for shekel. You just said, from this money, I'm going to use my shekel. And the rest of the money is what? Chulin. What happens in similar cases? Instead of shkolim, you set aside money for karmachatas. He said, "Elu lechatasi." If you said that this money should be used for a chatas, he clearly seems to say that all the money going into this cup should be for a chatas. Then everyone, even Beis Hillel, who by shekel said that the excess money is chulin here, he concedes that shavin shamayis adava. All the money here is any leftover money is to be used for an adava. Why is it different? We'll see later.
For chatas now.
Whatever it is, you buy an animal, it costs $100, you had 120 in the cup.
No, but one, you've got a specific commandment to only bring a half a shekel.
That's what Rav Shimon is going to say in the next Mishnah. Good. To explain what Hillel's swear is. Well, why Hillel makes a distinction between shekel and chatas. But then the question is, what's Beshamai saying? Okay. She'ovi mehen chatasi. But if he said, I will bring from this money that I collect, I will bring a chatas. Then shavin, everyone agrees. Shamayis a chulin. Everyone agrees in this case that the leftover is chulin. Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon now explains why does Hillel make a distinction between? We're learning pshat more like one amoida that learns Rav Shimon is only explaining Hillel. Why does he make a distinction between a shekel and chatas? Why by shekel does he say the leftover money is chulin, and why by chatas he says that leftover money is the dava? Ma ben shkolim lechatas ella. You know the difference is shal shkolim yeshlin kitza. Shkolim is fixed. A fixed amount. So anything above that, you definitely didn't have a mind to be shekel. It's chulin. What kind of animal can you buy? You can buy as much money as you want. So therefore, when you put the money in the cup, you intended all the money to be used for the chatas, because there's no cap. And it's, if it happened to be you bought a carbon and you had some excess money, it's all set aside for kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda says, I disagree with you. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't agree with you. There's a bottom, there's a minimum, but there's no maximum. I'll prove it to you because historically, when the Eden went up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, but they already used larger coins. They used darkoines, which is two sloim, and half of that, which is much more than a maxis shekel. And then the Chozer, when they became, there's two ways of looking shot. Either the general denomination of the country changed, the main currency changed, or the people became poor. They couldn't afford anymore such large amounts. The Chozer Lishka Shloim, then they became the standard King Shloim, which is then they get half of that. Then the Chozer Lishka TV, and then the next coin became a Teva, which is half of a Sela, which is equal of a Shekel. Then which is equal of a half a Shekel. Remember, a Shekel in the Mishnah is a half a Shekel in the Teda. Then Bikshulishkol Dinarin. Then they wanted a teva is two dinarin, so they wanted to give Machzis HaShekel of that, which is only one dinarin. And one dinarin is really a half of a half a shekel. And Balei Kibbutz, that the Chum said no. So there's no cap, but there's a minimum. So he's saying here, since there's no maximum when it comes to shkolim, so the same cheshbon you're saying by chatas, that all the money inside that cup is kodesh because there's no cap. So everything you put in the cup, you had a mind to be used. So same thing by shkolim. Everything you put in the cup should be shekel. Why is Hillel say by shkolim more than anything over above that the machzis shekel is cholin? So he says, what are you talking about? Amar Rav Shimon, Aval became true that it was the periods in history when they changed the machzis shekel amount. Or b'yad kul neshava, everyone gave the exact same amount. Whatever it is, it was fixed. This generation will be a half a dollar. This generation will be a this, will be a that. So therefore, there is a cap. Aval b'chatas, even in the same generation, in the same household, there may be b'selav, there may be b'shtayim, there may be b'sholosh. There's no cap at all. So therefore, all the money you put in there is set aside for kodesh. It brings kodesh. M'shenken b'chatas, by machzis shekel, it's still fixed. It doesn't matter what every generation is different amount, but it's still fixed. So the Gemara.
Does that mean if whenever the thing was in place, does that mean that the kabbalists they managed to buy enough kabbalists?
Yeah, why did the currency go down? Because the whole it was deflation, stagnation, deflation.
Just a general question. When we talk about darkoinus, was that a coin which especially
made for
traveling in order to?
No. They used it for traveling because it was more valuable.
You could hold one coin instead of a whole bag full.
That's right, but it's a gold coin. It's actually only worth 2 shloim. That's why I want to ask the question about Goliath, because it's not a huge saving. It's only a dollar instead of a half a dollar. That wasn't $1,000 bill or something. Not that I've ever seen $1,000 bill. But Lodi Gemara, Hanichnes Chulum. Sorry, Mechan, it says in the Mishnah that you collect money. There's two opinions what Rabbi Elazar said regarding this. Rabbi Yosi b'shein Rabbi Elazar, ma pligim. What's the machlekes Shammai and Hillel? You know, when they're arguing, b'mechane prut prut, you're collecting individual pennies one at a time. So you don't really know what you have in the cup. You just every day, like a little piggy bank. You keep on putting some money in there. So therefore, they have machlekes. But if you take a handful in your hand in the first place and you say this is my shekels, and you know how much you more or less how much you have in your hand, and there's an excess amount, as if you clearly intended that all the money I'm putting in this cup should be used for the shekel, then everyone agrees, then even he'll be made in this case. It's not a mistake. In other words, the whole vart is Shammai says hegdish tois is still hegdish, so therefore you every day you put on a cent, you didn't keep a cheshbon, so it was a mistake. How much you didn't realize you had more, but it doesn't matter. It's still hegdish. Hill says hegdish twice is not hegdish, therefore it's not hegdish. But in the case where there's no mistake, you took a handful in the first place, then everyone agrees it's hegdish. That's what Rabbi Yosi said in Rabbi Elazar. However, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Nebushem, Rabbi Elazar, they say no. Ma pligin there, he said no. Faket, you know what they're arguing? But machane, they put a penny at a time. The machleki, the leftover. What is it? Matzah shekel chulun. Avo ba'omer elu lishkali. But if you said that, you take a handful, say all my shekel, then even Shammai will be made anything over but matzah shekel is chulin. What's the svara? Because you're a masna masha kosev b'teira. It's not a mistake. You knew you have more than a shekel, and you decided to make it all holy. Can you go to teira? Says matzah shekel. You want to make more? Who are you? It says, "Usher lo yarbe v'adal lo yamit." You can't give more or less than what the Torah says. So everyone agrees it's not kaidish. Kol maidish amoysechul tochul. Amar b'chiya masit the masayle Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Bibi. The Mishnah actually proves Rabbi Bibi that what that if you took a handful, everyone agrees that it's chulin. That now we learn. Amar b'shem said, "Ma b'shkol l'chatas." B'shem said, "Chulin shkol l'chatas." What is the difference between shkol l'chatas? And right now we think that B'shem is explaining not only Hill but explaining Shammai as well. Elo, the difference is a shkolim yeshlehen kitzah. Shkolim has a fixed amount, and chatzah ain't like kitzah. Now, manikin, what's the case? Im leim mishayvi men shkoli. If we're talking about it, he's trying to explain the difference chatzah and osher according to everybody. Chatzah and shekel. If we're talking about the case, he says shavi mehen shkoli. I'm going to use some of this money for my shekel. Then kol alam meidish amayzachul. Everyone's meidish that anything above the matzah shekel. You just said some of the money. So, in other words, what do you mean? You meant only a half a shekel. So, why would Shammai argue more than half a shekel is kaidish? Everyone agrees, chulin. Imbay meshavi men chatosi. If he says I will bring from the zechatas, then kol alam meidish amayzachul. If it's I'll bring from the zechatas, when you learn the Mishnah, everyone agrees that you only meant some of the money should be used. The rest will be chulin. So, what's going on? Elo kena nakayma. What am I going to learn? But aimer elul deshkali. He said whatever I put in is shekel. So shkolim, because the Teda gave a fixed amount, meiser chulin. Anything above that is chulin. Chatas aideisha ain kitzvas v'teida meiser dava. Ain it not is a dava. So we see clearly from here that by shkolim
you can't put more.
That anything exactly by shkolim, even though you knew that it was anything you put above. They know that if you put in a handful and you know that it's above.
It's
chulin. By shkolin, since it's a fixed amount, and I put a handful in. If I put a handful in as a fixed amount, then anything I put above that is chulin. Why is it chulin? Because I'm going against the Torah. So how can you, Rabbi Elazar, say that everyone agrees in this case, in the name of Yitzhak? So how can you, Rabbi Yitzhak, in the name of Elazar, everyone agrees that if you put a handful in, even Shammai's Maida, whatever you do over and above, is kaidish because you knew what you were doing and therefore you decided to make it all kaidish? It wasn't a mistake. When it's clearly from the Mishnah here, the way Rabbi Shimon learns Pshat, that since it's a fixed amount, what's he trying to say? Because it's a fixed amount, anything above that is chulin. That's a machlekes, Rabbi Elazar. That's exactly a machlekes, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Elazar. Sorry? this Mishnah right here, this is the first case that we had, that was you gave more than a half a shekel, what happens then? They're talking about you gave one shekel, then you gave another shekel, what happens to the second one?
That was
the first one.
The definition of half a shekel.
Yeah, and also because over there we got lost, and then you bring in the second one, what happens to the first? Here, you put in the cup, and you say, this is the shekeli. No. That's not the point. No, I'm talking about Kelvin. That's one to you. That's one to you in Shalim. Here we're talking about you set aside in your city in a cup. Says you want to buy it. Nu somehow with Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Lazar. What's he gonna do? Pasulah b'chan putru Beis Hillel. Who told you that Shim was explaining the whole Mishnah between b'sham and Beis Hillel? You thought he's explaining both of them. And you're talking about even in the case where he put a whole lump sum. No, I'm talking. I learned pshat that Shim is only explaining Hillel when you put individual cents and explain why Hillel holds the difference between shekel and chatas. But in the case taka where you put a lump sum, I still maintain. I'm not talking about that. I still maintain that there's no machleg b'sham and Hillel. Everyone agrees that anything above X is machzor shekel is chul is nedava. We learn, and it says that leftover shkolim is chulin. So he says, Pasala, again, I was talking about that, I was talking about the mechanic, but you're doing individual coins, and according to Basil. And Basil holds, if you do individual coins, anything, it's a mistake, anything above a half a shekel, and a mistake is not hektish. Says the Gemara, if somebody sets aside a shekel, he thought you chayiv. What happened in the following case? You set aside a shekel, thinking that you chayiv. That you still didn't give your money yet. You thought you have to give. And then you finally already gave. You don't have to give this year. So din is like kiddush. You made a mistake. Hegdish betos la hegdish. So it's not kiddush. Hamafrish shnayim v'savash uchayiv shnayim. Let's say you're an amoritz and you thought that you have to give 2 half shekels. And you set aside 2. V'nimtza, you found out. Your rov came over and told you, shaynichayiv alech only 1. What happens? Oysa shayni my ovidle. What do you do with the second coin? Is it the same thing as the other one? We say you made a mistake, nothing happened, or because you thought that your chiv lechatchil is 2, and you set it aside together, maybe it's different. Says the Gemara, Nishmanim and Hador. Let's compare it to the following din. Hamafrish chatos, he set aside a chatos. V'sov, you thought you were chayiv. You thought you were chayiv a chatos. You were chayiv, and then you found later that you're ready. You were kapara. You don't need a chatos in a particular way. Then like kachos, nothing happens. It's a mistake. Hegdish betoyis is not hegdish. What about here for this time? You thought you had to bring 2 chatos to this avodah because you had 2 kazeisim. So you thought you had to bring 2 chatos. Turned out to be v'sov you chayiv shtayim. And if you found out you're chayiv lach only 1, oyisishni mata overlay. What do you think you do with the second one? The second one you bring as a chatos? No. You think it goes chulin? No. El Roye, it becomes unkaidi, hachinami, elu nadav, thing over here. Since you set it aside, chatchila as a machta shekel, so therefore it has a certain kedusha to it. And you have to use that money for a dovet. Just like a chatas, what do you do with the second animal? You have to let it wander about, contract the moon, and then you move and you sell it. Says Yimar Maat Ovidle, what are you comparing? El Roye, hachinami, elu nadav. So you want to say, what did you want to say? You wanted to compare it to chatas. How can you go ahead and compare a nedava to chatas? How do you compare a nedava to chatas? The Gemara doesn't explain why should it be different. The Gemara is saying, how can you compare nedava to chatas? They're very different from each other. And the Mefarshim tried to explain what the difference is and have a hard time. The Buddha says, historically, they kept on changing all the time, the Machta Shekel. Darkoines, Dinin, Chazur, Lishka, Slayin. There was Darkoines, then they changed to Slayin, Kishmua, Chazur, Lishka, Tivin. Then they went ahead and they started doing Tivin, Palgis, Slayin, half a Sela, and Bikshu, Lishka, Dinin. Then they decided to give dinrin. And if dinrin, then they wanted to give only 1 dinar. 1 dinar is a half of a half a shekel. And what happened was, they wanted to give kartin. They wanted to give a kartin is a half of a dinar. Is 1 dinar. We cannot go less than the Tater's view. Min hadon, they learned from the following pasuk. Madno leinu mitzvahs. They stood up. They said. They established that there's a certain minimum of mitzvahs. Lase shlishis hashekel, to give a third of the shekel. B'shana la'avodah beis lakeinu, a third of the shekel, whatever the coin was at that time. Shekel. There's a minimum. They can't go any less than that. Now the word they use is shlishis, not shlishi. So the Gemara learns other things. You learn out. You have to give 3 times a year a shekel. Also, we learn from here that you don't give more than if a community wants to levy tzedakah on a community, you're not supposed to do it more than three times a year. Maybe three of taking whatever it is. You're not supposed to make appeals more than three times a year. Or not as an appeal. You're just walking around. Make a heavy duty thing, I guess, as an appeal. Amar Abavi mekan legimul soyin mekan leshalosh kupis mekan legimul afrashes. From here, you learn out all these different dinim that you have three soyin and three boxes. You know, you'll see. We'll learn like the next page over there how many boxes they had in the base of Mikdash and how big each box was. You know, the treasuries and all that. And there's three half rushes at the base of Mikdash three times a year they set aside. They took money out of the big box to put in the smaller boxes. All this we learn out from it says shlishi zashekel. Why do you have to give a machzis shekel? What's interesting now? What's the svara? Why machzis a shekel? Why is some other number? Say a shekel. Why half? She said, no, why? Because chotu b'machzis ayin. The whole aveda, the biggest aveda we ever did was the eagle. And what time of the day was it when we sinned? 12 o'clock. He didn't come. So it's 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock is midday. And therefore, machzis a shekel is he give because to represent the machzis of the day. Interesting. Yitnu machzis a shekel. They sinned at 12 o'clock, 6 hours a day. So you give machzis a shekel, which is the equivalent of six coins of a certain denomination. Yitnu machzis a shekel of shisa gar mason, which is the equivalent of six gar mason. Some denomination, some currency. No, they were over on the Ten Commandments because Avodah Zarah Egel is like over on all the Tayyatayda Misha of Avodah Zarah, Kofa Kol Terkula. And the Ten Commandments is Asarah Geda, Ten Geda. Because the Machzis Shekel equals Ten Geda. Asarah Geda, and how much the Machzis Shekel equals Ten Geda. Rabbi Rachye, Rabbi Levi, B'Shem Shem Elaki, Lefi Shemachru B'Choyde, Shal Rachel B'Esim Kesed, the Shvatim sold Rachel for 20 thalers, $20. That's why, because
sold Yosef.
Yeah, therefore we have to give, every person has to give five sloim to redeem their son, because a sell, why? Because a sella is four dinarim, and five sloim is 20 dinarim, and that's what the brothers used to sell Yosef, 20 coins. And since the brothers sold for $20, each one had to pay, there were 10 shvatim there, each one paid two. Reuven wasn't there, and Yosef obviously wasn't involved. Even though Luchel Binyam wasn't there either. So it sounds from the Gemara here that Reuven was there. It says there were 10 shvatim there. We, and according to us, there was only 9 shvatim there. But there were 10 shvatim, or somebody represented the Eibishter, as Rashi says there, and therefore the Eibishter, so had to pay for the Eibishter. Each one gave two, and therefore, which is a tiva, therefore you collect a tiva, which is two dinim. That's why we give to a half a tek a shekel, which is a tiva, which is two dinim. It's a mechape for each one. Yeah. He gave. Oh, he took his share. Oh, yeah. Where did he get that from? From the, he just. Is that how they learned pshat, or that's where they found another medrash? Where does it say all that? Oh, okay. Tradition. Okay, bye to Gemara. Next Mishnah. Moise Shkolim Shkolim. What happens? You have leftover money. If you have leftover money, you set aside money and you said, this is going to be for my Shkolim. And then you have leftover. So, like Basil says before, Chulin. So now that we're just repeating it, Basil. But now that you mentioned leftovers, Moisir Asir say for the leftover, the 10th of A, for the two possibilities, Pshat and Mishnah, as we'll soon see. Either the Kohen Gadol, what he brings every morning and every afternoon, the Chavitin, and he had leftover, or talking about a person cannot afford an oily yated, he cannot afford the proper carbon, you bring in a sheep, you can't afford sheep, you bring a bird, you can't afford a bird, you bring a mincha, that's called Asir Seifah. And you set aside money, you had a little leftover. Moise kine zavin, kine zavis, they had leftover money set aside from a woman who had a pair of zavin and zavis, is the kine yeldais, and if you have also a mother gives birth, Chatois v'asham, left over money from a chatz nasha, mois and the dove, all that, the money left over, used for to fill the mizbeach with kabbanis. Zekal, this is the rule. Kozhu b'alashay chatz mizbeach v'asham, mois and the dove, left over money, the excess money goes to the dove. Mois and oile, however, the leftover money from that you set aside for an oile is used to buy another oile or to help someone else to buy an oile. Mois and mincha, leftover money from mincha is used for mincha. Mois and shlam, leftover money from shlamim is a shlamim. And mois and hapesa, leftover money from pesa, the rest of the year also used for shlamim. Mois and nazidim is nazidim set aside for to use another nazir, and mois and nazir, the dove. And if you set aside for nazir, stam, you don't have any other naziris, then you set aside for the dove. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Adan, while I was once in Bavel, Shamed Kol Abida, I once heard the voice of Abida, Sholos, we asked Shmuel a question. He frish kali v'meis. A guy set aside a shekel and he died before he brought it up. What happens to that shekel? Amala yipun dava. What he do with that money is he no longer has to have a chelik in the kabbanis, but he set the money aside for the dava. Moi said, I see this eifer shaloi. It says over there, what do you do? The coin gadol. What do you do with the leftover? That's it. Say if he has to set aside money, what do you do leftover? Rabbi Yechiel says you can use it for the next day, but you literally got to throw it out. You put it in the general pool and you make it, you keep his bag full. L'chayde for the Gemara, masnit the plug. Rabbi Yechiel, our Mishnah argues because our Mishnah says Moshe shkolim chulim. Moshe says if a Moshe kinezavim zira kinezavim is Moshe kineyeldet chatoy the shomer is Moshe in the dava. Says clearly here the leftover says if it goes to the dava. Abba Baba. If they asked him, the number, they said, "Menayin shah pesach mishtan shlam." How do you know that a current pesach changes to a shlamin? So he said, "Tam, let me know how you know." It's in the pasuk, "V'im min hatzoyin kaboni." If this particular carbon is a carbon that only comes from tzoyin, which is a carbon pesach, what do you do with it if it's after pesach? Lezevach shlamin. Kol shuvidashin, kol shuhu min hatzoyin bo shlamin. Hotay, when we ask the question, "How do you oile min hatzoyin?" How do you know it's shlamin? Maybe it turns into an oile, which is totally burnt in his bech. Oile also can come from sheep. So we answer, Dovah she'en abo ele min atzayin. Yotza oile shibo afilu min abokar. Oile comes from either tzayin or bokar. The pasuk says, im min atzayin, that means only from tzayin, which is the current Pesach. Freddy Gemara, but there's other kabbana ha'teva, that the asher, where I come from asher, and asher also comes from tzayin. Only from elim, only from a male tzayin. Amar abibi, merabakana min atzayin. Dovah shibo mikol atzayin. It says min hatzayin, something that comes from all the tzayin. Exactly. Yotza Asher in about elamina elam avad. Comes only from male rams. Doesn't come from females. Doesn't come from sheep. So therefore, Asher is not included. Freddie, I don't understand. But tevi abba mechol asar mean lemait. Everywhere you tell me the word mean says from, not all. That means you're coming to exclude. You're using now this pasiv im min hatzoyin kabbana. You're saying that what it comes to be marba all the time. Suddenly you're coming to be marba. And here suddenly you're learning out to be marba. No, you're wrong. Mean is coming to exclude also, to limit. What do you mean, limit? That miyach ain't about meshechani. Remember, current pesach limited. You cannot bring a 2-year-old. A nashon can. And miyach ain't about in the cave. A pesach cannot be born in the cave. However, the word hatzoyin, the hay, is coming to be marbe. That what kind of carbon turns into shlamim? Only a carbon that can use all kinds of sheep and young or goats, and that's only a pesach. The gabi oshon nami mean lemayitu sheidabol. I'm an alien bavad, and mean also comes to be made by an oshon. Now what? Only from rams and not from sheep. I tell you, yes. What it says, we im min atzayin kabbana, im min akvasim and izim la'ayla. It says in the post by oila. It says the same thing. It says the same thing. The same thing that it says by karm shlamim. It says by karm oila. Nu miata moish apes oila. So let's now learn from this post that the leftover pesach becomes an oila. We have two answers. Either mishanin dover shul achila le dover shul achila. We compare something which can be consumed, which is a pesach, to a shlamin that can be consumed. The ain mishanin dover shul achila dover shen achila. Don't compare it to an oila which gets totally burnt. I'll give you another answer. Mishanin kochim kalon shen kochim kalon. We compare kochim kalon to kochim kalon. The ain mishanin kochim kalon to kochim kochim. We don't compare kochim kalon to kochim kochim. Rabbi Yechon says that the old Rabbi Chanina, this thing was asked Rabbi Chanina, the Inan Amrin, they say, Eina Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomim. He says that a Pesach does not change the Shlomim. Elin Kein Shochtu L'Shlem Shlomim. He said that the only time that a Pesach converts, transforms into Shlomim, if you had in mind specifically Shlomim, but if you did it Stam, it doesn't work. If you had in mind Stam, which means if Stam is set aside for Pesach, so even though you did it during the year, it's possible. However, even if you had in mind an oil, it automatically converts into a shlamim, as long as it's not Pesach, at a Pesach. What's Rabbi Yechon's svara? How does he know to say that you clearly had in mind the wrong carbon, and yet, if this is the carbon Pesach, it becomes a shlamim straight away? How do you know? Because it says, but if this carbon, which is Pesach, which comes with tzoyin, automatically becomes a shlamim, koshu zevach ba shlamim. If this originated from a current Pesach, it turns into Shlamim. I don't care what you have in mind. And it changes. Even from Machshavat Pasul, it changes. Sorry. So Gemara has a question. What about Mishtan Machshavat Pasul? What about you had a Machshavat Pasul? Let's say you had a Machshavat Pigul. You had in mind the wrong... You just said if you had in mind the wrong carbon, no problem. What happened if you had in mind the wrong time span when you can eat it? You had in mind eat it tomorrow. What happens then? Hey, Chavida, what do you mean? Shachter l'shem oyla. Let's say you shachter for an oyla, right? Which you just say it doesn't matter. But then you also had in mind almanas lizrik dam l'macher. But you had in mind you shachter oyla and you're going to spray the blood tomorrow, which is pigul. So the Gemara says mikamakam pasulum. Is it still pasul in this case, or do you still say that it turns into a shlamim? That's it.
What you're saying is because shlamim or oyla, you're not. Just changing the nature of the carbon.
We're asking the question. That's what we're asking. Yeah, that's what we're asking. Answer the Gemara. In Tema, if you're going to say, Mishtane lemachshavas psul. We take out the word pigul. In Tema, emishtane psul pigul. Over here, he says, when you have in mind the wrong zman, since you had in mind an oiler, even though the part of the shlamim, you had in mind an oiler, there's no pigul there. It becomes pasul. Because we learned a rule. When is it pigul? When you have no other bad machshavas. If you only have one bad machshava pigul, then it becomes pigul. But if you have two bad machshavas, if you had a machshava of the wrong carbon and a machshava pigul, then it's only pasul, it's not pigul anymore. You don't get karas for it. So over here, since lepoil, you had a mind. This is how so. Other learned pufakim, I just told you, but we're learning this way. This is takachadim. If you had a mind, oila, even though it doesn't become an oila, it becomes a shlam. But you had a mind an oila, and then you had a mind a machshava of pigul, it's pasul, it's not pigul. Okay, think about right. Lishmoy. Now the din like this: if you had a mind, lishmoy, if you have a mind on Pesach, lishmoy, it becomes a Pesach. If you have a mind shloy lishmoy, it's still considered a Pesach. If you have a mind the whole year lishmoy, it's possible. If you have a mind a whole year to be a Pesach, it's possible. If you have a mind shloy lishmoy, then it's kosher because it comes a shlamim. And on Pesach, Ere Pesach, if you have a mind Lishmoy, Pesach is good. If you have a mind Loy Lishmoy, then it's a shlam, you ruined it. What about 2 days before Pesach? You already set it aside for a Pesach. Minastam, what is it? A current Pesach. So the question is, what happens if you had a mind a week before Pesach? Lishmoy, Ushaloy Lishmoy. You had a mind Pesach, then you had a mind Shlamim. What happens now? Minastam is Pesach, and it's before Pesach, but you had a mind Pesach, and then you had a mind Shlamim. What's it do? Lishmoy Shalashma. Do we say since he had a mind Pesach, he ruined it? Or do we say that since afterwards he had a mind Shlamim, it's a Shlamim and it's good? B'shayim b'dashana, a whole year, what's it in? Rabboim b'shayim rabchi b'shayim shmo b'rabba, mekivon she'ein lo yishem, nasi g'shayit lishmoy, u'shaloy lishmoy, b'shtikev u'kosher. What, just if you have nothing in mind, what is it like? If you shtik, if you did have nothing in mind, you set aside for Pesach. So since if you had nothing in mind, and yet you did shaloy lishmoy, we say it's kosher, it's no different than having in mind Pesach, and then you had a mind, shaloy lishmoy. Shtika is just like Amida. Since this animal is set aside for Pesach, we have nothing in mind, how do we view this animal? As a current Pesach. So if you clearly said it's a current Pesach, no different. So just like shtika and then shloy lishmoy, we say that if it's not Pesach, a week before Pesach, it's a good shlamim. So too, if you clearly said Pesach and then you said no shlamim, it's good, it's valid, no difference. Amalani said to him, "Imkain, if so, I feel a shach lishmoy. According to this, even if he shechted it, let's say lishmoy, amenas lizrek dami shloy lishmoy, and then you had a mind to spray the blood shloy lishmoy, l'chayde, which should cancel out the second thing, yasim mishar d'sheinu g'shet lishmoy." Let us say, it's as if he had a mind shishmoy a whole year. If you said Lishmoy Pesach and then Shalay Lishmoy, we say that it's good. If you said nothing, if a week before Pesach he said nothing and he had in mind Shalom, it's good. He said Shalom is good. Why is it good? It's considered Pesach because Shalay Lishmoy cancels Lishmoy. So Lechayit over here also, if you had in mind, let's say Lishmoy and then you Shalay Lishmoy, and you had in mind to spray the blood. You had in mind to spray those brothers, let Shmai. You shechted the Shmai, but you decided I'm going to spray the blood for Shlamim. It should be good. Just like if you shechted Lishmoy, Shalay Lishmoy, you clearly just paskin that it's valid carbon. So too, if you shechted Lishmoy, you shechted the Pesach, but the Loy Lishmoy came in not the Avoida of Pesach, it was the next Avoida, the Zrika. I'll do Shalay Lishmoy, it should be good. That's a chiluk. That's one of the things. Yeah, but it's, you're going to make it like a shlamim, and it is going to be a shlamim. It's a week before Pesach. It's a week before Pesach. You cannot bring it to current Pesach. So you just paskin to me that if you had lishmoy, you shalay lishmoy. No, you said I'm bringing Pesach. The rabbi said no, I'm bringing for shlamim. It's valid because it's no worse than if you had nothing. If he said nothing and he said shlamim from the last time of Pesach. So what happens if
but
I said?
But once you have that in mind to change, you're also going to have in mind that you're going to.
Yeah, 100%. But it is a shlamim. Yeah, exactly. But look, this case is the shchita you had in mind. You didn't think about the zikah. The shchita you did just shchita Pesach. The next avoda you had in mind. The next avoda, the zikah, I'm going to do it as a shlamim. What happens? Chayda coin to you. It should be good enough because it's no worse than if you said nothing. And the loy lishmoy takes over. Says Yigmar Amar Abba, but I disagree. My name is Shtika Kosher, my name is Shtika Apostle. He said it's not the same thing. Here in the same avoda you fixed it up. In the shchita, you started off either saying nothing or you said Pesach, and then you fixed it up by saying shlamim. Here, this avodah was totally Pesach. It's another avodah shlamim. You made avodah of a Pesach, it ruins it because it's a week before Pesach. You cannot bring a Pesach a week before Pesach. Yeah.